Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. You can join us here toll free, especially if you want to go to bat for the United States. If you think the U.S. is the freest country in the world, well, the Cato Institute, the Fraser Institute, the Heritage Foundation, they all disagree with you. The numbers show the U.S., at least from the Fraser Institute's report, which they worked with Cato on that, at number 20. Now, I've actually tried to pull up the full publication, Mark. Have you seen the full report?
I did, yeah.
Okay, I cannot find it. I only had the story from the Daily Caller, and over at freetheworld.com, they have a 2014 report, but it seems to have 2012 numbers in it, so I'm a little confused. See if I can remedy that here as the show rolls on. But the important part about Free Talk Live is your phone calls and thoughts. So let's go to the phones and the fun. We'll start with Norbert, listening in Wisconsin.
Hello.
Hey, to the mic in Madison. Go ahead, Norbert. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Good evening.
Welcome,
I feel some sort of obligation to put this information out there for America's young people, because I'm not young anymore, and I've had to think about it for 52 years. There are probably, it explains what this country's about, and we don't need to talk about democracy. That's a bunch of nonsense. There are probably two handfuls of people right now who wring their hands every morning because the assassination of John F. Kennedy is not buried in history, and they're worried because somebody might tell the truth and come out and handcuff them and take them away, and all of America.
What is the truth? What is the truth about John F. Kennedy? Is that what you're getting at?
I'll tell you what it is. You can get an author named John O. Douglas, who wrote a book, which is one of the most well-documented books I've ever read, on the it is entitled The Assassination of John F. Kennedy, Why He Died and Why It Matters. And Nigel Peterson, the producer in the United Kingdom of a documentary history called The Assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Okay. So I'm not going to spend the time that it takes to actually go and watch or read any of those things. Maybe somebody listening will do that if they're that into it. But can you summarize, give me the executive summary, if you will, of what your point is here?
The point I'm making is that on Friday morning, November 22nd, John F. Kennedy got off the plane and said, we'll be out of Vietnam by Christmas. The assassination of John F. Kennedy turned this country into the oligarchy that Jimmy Carter said it is right now. It turned 300 million people into slaves.
I don't understand that point.
The Vietnam War. That's my point.
What makes you think the hundreds of millions of people in the U.S., I don't think we were at 300 at that time, but the hundreds of millions of people in the U.S. Were not slaves before John F. Kennedy was assassinated?
Million.
Yeah. What makes you think that they were not slaves prior to his assassination?
I did not say that they were not. I'm saying that was the icing on the cake.
Well, you said they turned them into slaves, so you were just being hyperbolic then. Hey, thanks for the call, Norbert. Appreciate it. I just find it less than concerning as far as what the truth is behind the John F. Kennedy assassination. I really, it seems like it's not particularly relevant to our lives today.
Well, everybody seems to have this point in history when things sort of
went
awry. Some people will say it was under Nixon with the changing of the dollar off
taking
of the
with
gold,
silver
yeah,
backing
yeah, off the gold standard from an international standpoint. Some people will say it was under Carter, it was under Reagan,
1913 with the founding of the IRS and the Federal Reserve.
Right, sure,
that's a big one.
Some people will say Woodrow Wilson. Some people will say FDR.
Some people will say the signing of the Constitution.
Some people would say Lincoln. And, you know, Constitution's a big one because he went off of the Articles of Confederation.
Right.
And it was really, it was a coup in many ways.
There was the time when the U.S. went bankrupt or whatever in the 30s.
Yep, right, yeah. Under FDR. And so everybody's got this point in history when it all went bad. And I can't answer that. I cannot tell you when it went bad or whatever. But, I mean, you know, we can sort of look at look throughout history, see what's better and see what's worse about different eras and try to make things better. But I don't think that the JFK assassination is particularly meaningful to most people today. I just don't think it matters to them.
Let's talk to Greg. He's in Indiana listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hello, Greg.
Hello there. Thanks for taking my call and enjoy your show. I wish it was more than once a week, but that's the way it is. I'm a small business owner. I purchased a business about 4 years ago, and on a $500,000 purchase, between the buyer and the seller, legal fees, accounting fees, surveys, permits, almost $70,000 to get the deal done.
Wow, so it cost you $570,000 to do a $500,000 deal?
No, the $70,000 was split between the buyer and the seller.
I see.
But just that total number is what it took to get the deal done today. And it's just, you know, that's just ridiculous.
Well, Greg, don't you know the government's just trying to protect you? I mean,
it's the price of freedom, Greg.
Yeah, they're just trying to keep you safe. This is the price of civilization. I mean, you know, you'd be living in North Korea. Oh, wait, no, they've got government there, too.
Yeah, you signed the social contract, didn't you, Greg?
Something like that. Between payroll taxes and property taxes and personal property taxes and, you know, self-employment taxes and insurance, I mean, it's oppressive. And when I hear someone say, oh, I wish I could own my own business, I'm just like, okay, you know.
Yeah, they don't know what it's like.
A lot of small business people are able to, there's some advantages to being in a small business from a tax standpoint, and there's some advantages to being an employee. I don't think employees have it that particularly great either.
Yeah, but that was my comment. My question is regarding the ranking of those countries in the top 20. You mentioned Denmark and Sweden, which, you know, some of the countries that reaction is to, well, those are socialist countries, but obviously things that maybe have changed since I've looked closer at their government policies. But in the past, they've had marginal tax rates of 60, 70, 80%. How can a country with that high marginal tax rate be considered economic freedom? I'm sure the formula that the Institute is using is somewhat complicated, but I'm like shocked that those countries.
Good question.
Yeah, I'll handle that. So both Denmark and Sweden do score lower than the United States on the economic freedom aspect. I'm looking at the chart here for 2015, and so you rightly discern that they are considered to be less economically free than the United States. Their social freedoms buoy them up on the list, but I'd also like to point out that these countries don't have, like, with the United States tax systems put into play, you're talking about a federal tax system, a state tax system, counties, cities, you know, sometimes there's municipal breakdowns beneath that, and even to some extent homeowners associations, not that those would be counted, but you're looking at a pile of taxes as opposed to one VAT. So when you have, you know, these countries, it's easy to look at what their tax rate is there in those countries. It's hard to look at it here in the United States for the average individual. The other thing I'd point out is the United States isn't The tax rate isn't that much lower in the United States. It's just that it's split up amongst a bunch of different revenue taxation organizations. And the other thing is that those countries aren't spending nearly as much on military per capita as the United States is. So what you'll see, as far as single payer health care or something like that, that money is being funneled in different directions.
Yeah.
Tell me something, Mark. I'm curious about this report. So you said the Cato Institute, and there's a Swedish institute as well that has gotten involved.
The Institute Liberty.
Have they changed the name of the report? Because it used to be the Economic Freedom of the World, and it was focused more on economic freedoms, but yet still Switzerland and those other countries were performing relatively well.
It's called the Human Freedom Index, a global measurement of personal, civil, and economic freedom.
That would be why I couldn't find it. Hey, thanks for the call, Greg. I appreciate hearing hearing from you. Our toll-free number for you to join us here. Do you believe still the story that the United States is the freest country in the world? I don't know if there's people out there like that anymore. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. What about that Ashley Madison hack? That's coming up on Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here toll-free on the live Saturday edition. The number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The United States, ranked at number 20 on the new, what is called now the Human Freedom Index, which is why I was having trouble finding it on the Fraser Institute's website, because it's no longer hosted at the Fraser Institute. It is Cato.org that's hosting it. I'll put a link to the full report up on our Facebook and Twitter here in a moment.
Yeah, if you want more freedom in your life, you're probably not going to get it from governments generally. One way to get it is by opting out and getting into the international currency, Bitcoin. Bitcoinist.net is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. It's a prime online destination for information about the Bitcoin, about Bitcoin and the digital currency industry. Their website integrates a community forum, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist has a very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and much more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Bitcoinist.net.
Yep, so if you go to Free Talk Live's Facebook page and or Twitter, you should find the latest post, which has the full PDF, all 100-something pages of it. So you are welcome to parse through this at your leisure. They tell you more about the methods and what they factored in. And you're right, Mark, they did start factoring in personal freedom into this, which is probably one of the reasons why the U.S.
It's a much more valuable list.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm really excited about it, because one of my biggest critiques previously of these lists was, well, you know, it only really looked at economic freedom, and now this is a more well-rounded report, so good for them for doing that. By the way, at the very bottom of the list, it went down to about number 152. It was Iran down at the very bottom of the barrel. But North Korea, for instance, isn't ranked. So the reason for that is that there's no information you can get from North Korea. They're not giving you reports. And even if they did give reports, no one would trust the accuracy of the information in those reports. So not every country in the world is listed in this particular ranking.
Liechtenstein isn't on there. It's likely to have been in the top 10.
That's too small, right? Like, there's a certain population requirement.
I don't know precisely. I haven't read through the whole 150 pages. I just know that not all the nations are represented.
Now, the number six country on that list, Canada, is where this next story is from, where Ashley Madison is being targeted by a class action lawsuit in Canada over the privacy breach. In case you haven't heard, probably one of the largest hacks of any company that has ever occurred as far as public data released being, you know, there have been a lot of hacks of different companies, but this is data that has been released to the public of this company's files. Ashley Madison was an online, it's hard to really call it a dating site. It's kind of like a hookup site for people who are married. The pitch of Ashley Madison was that you would get laid if you signed up for the site and paid $250 a month. Like, it was a guaranteed affair, is what they said. And we were talking with Chris Cantwell from ChristopherCantwell.com last night on the show. He's done a lot of investigating into Ashley Madison, and he said that this $250 package basically is prostitution. They're guaranteeing somebody to have sex outside of marriage. And the only way you can guarantee that for somebody is if you're willing to hire them
a
prostitute.
Hooker, right?
So, yeah, I really wonder what's going on behind the scenes at Ashley Madison, and I imagine that we are just about barely scratching the surface of the 30 gigs of data that has now been released, which, from what I understand, includes all of the messaging system from Ashley Madison's site, so anyone sending messages back and forth, all of the emails used to register accounts, all of the credit card data used to run charges. This, and presumably with the size of 10 gigs for the first release and 20 gigs for the next release, that probably includes people's pictures, I would guess. You know, I haven't seen that personally yet, but a friend of mine was actually looking through some of this data, and the damning information that could be in this, that definitely is in this particular file, I'm sure people are just barely getting a handle on it. There's just so much data.
Well, there's a great deal of data released, and it should be interesting to see how things you know, parse out. I would imagine some political careers are going to be ruined. I think politics is probably the big one here. You know, there might be some captains of industry that that get it, but I can't imagine that there's too
many. Or maybe some Hollywood stars or something like that.
You think that anyone cares as far as a Hollywood star?
People love the Hollywood news, man. I mean, this entertaining
news isn't huge. The news is going to come out. I'm saying their career is probably not going to be ruined.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean, I can't imagine that's going to, you know.
There's they're cheating all the time, right?
That's what I see, is that there seems to be no sexual scandal too bizarre, besides poor Pee-wee Herman, that's going to ruin a career.
He's back, man. They're making a new Pee-wee Murphy movie.
Right, whatever.
So I hear. Let's go to Jim. We'll talk more about Ashley Madison here in a moment. Jim, listening to KGOE in Eureka, California. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to just relate. In 1969, Christmas time, I was down in Laredo, Texas, and I met this German professor. I was in jail, and they arrested him. He came in to the jail, and he said, "You people live in a police state." He was so shocked. He was visibly shocked. He could not believe America was such a police state. And how long ago was that? Let's see, 41, 51, 56 years ago, or something like that?
And where was he from again? I'm sorry.
He was from Germany.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, "You people live in a police state." I mean, he said with all the German, you know, authority that they have. Anyway, he was just shocked. He could not believe it.
And what did you think about that at that time?
Well, I knew it was a police state. I knew it was when I was 12 years old. They came to my school in the sixth grade and told me when I get 18, they're going to lock me up, all right?
Why did they tell you that?
Until you get to be... All because I was a cocky little punk, you know? And so the detectives told me that. And... And sure enough, at 18, they had me in jail.
They made good. Jim, thanks for calling and sharing that story tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. It's certainly true that the people who have been a part of totalitarian regimes around the world, whether it be Hitler's Germany or some of the terrible rulers in Russia, you know, you put those people in a new place, and they are Johnny on the spot, accurate at detecting what's going on. And we've had people call this show over the years and say similar things like, yeah, I moved here from Russia. I'm not saying I did. This is what somebody might tell us on the air. Oh, yeah, I moved here from Russia 10 years ago and was shocked at how unfree you guys are and that, you know, you are living in a police state. And he's saying that happened 50 years ago.
I can't tell you how many Eastern Bloc countries I've heard people say that it's just your politicians are just like our politicians, that there's, you know, not much different. I look at these charts and I see countries that are, you know, less economically and socially free than the United States. And so I'm like, but I can see the point they're trying to make. The U.S. is going in the wrong direction pretty obviously for the last 15 or 20 years. We're looking at this chart from 2015, but the numbers are from 2012 because they obviously can't study numbers, you know, current numbers.
Right.
You know, they have to have time to accumulate these things. So I think it was around the turn of the millennium that the U.S. began to really slide down the chart. That means those numbers were from 3 years prior to that. It's been, you know, going on 20 years now.
Germany, by the way, just a reminder, number 12. On the current listing of most free economically and socially, so just overall human freedom, number 12 for Germany. Congratulations to them. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. You can join us. Share your thoughts here. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's aquaponicsource.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition continues, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And if you support Free Talk Live, you want to get behind the show for $5 a month, we'll get you some perks. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines. There's a special podcast just for Free Talk Live amplifiers. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's $5 a month. We'll take that money in, invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, more internet listeners around the globe, more satellite listeners as well. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card via PayPal, or you can also use Visa and MasterCard right there on our website, amp.freetalklive.com. Ashley Madison. .com, the hack that was talked about previously has now resulted in approximately 30 gigs of data being released. There was a 10 gig data release initially, 20 gigs came later. The first 10 gigs is just raw data from the site of credit card transactions, overtime, email addresses, purportedly the messaging system as well.
The messaging system. Yeah, so you can see the messages that go back and forth.
Messages sent from people who are intending to cheat on their spouse.
Yeah.
Mostly men, by the way. From what I understand about AshleyMadison.com, there were a lot of fake profiles that the site would create. that according to ChristopherCantwell.com, when you would sign up for Ashley Madison as their free account, they would then have robots send you messages from these hot girls' accounts, like, let's talk.
Sure, but you're interesting.
You
buddy.
Can't respond to them until you pay for the site. And so then when you pay the $20 to get in, you then respond to one of these hotties or whatever. And of course, they don't say anything back to you at that point. So there was like sort of an alleged scam going on here.
Yeah, who are you going to complain to, right?
Yeah, right.
You file a lawsuit?
Hey, I want my damn affair. Well, now there is a lawsuit, and according to Vice News at vice.com, there's a suit coming from Canada. Elliot Shore, an Ottawa resident who joined the website for a short time in search of companionship that he never found after his wife of 30 years died of breast cancer, strange site to join after your wife dies, is the plaintiff of a proposed $760 million suit filed this week in Ontario against Avid Life Media, which is Ashley Madison's parent company. And the legal action, which still requires certification, alleges the privacy of many thousands of Canadians was breached in July when hackers infiltrated Ashley Madison and downloaded private information from the website. The website, which bills itself as, quote, the most famous name in infidelity and married dating, unquote, purports to have some 39 million members worldwide, although there's no telling how many of those are bogus accounts. The hacktivists, identifying themselves as the Impact Team, posted nearly 10 gigs of user information on Tuesday, including passwords, credit card numbers, transaction details. By the way, if you had an account on Ashley Madison and you're one of those people who uses the same password for everything, you should go and change that password on all the other websites you go to right now, because hackers around the world and everybody who doesn't know how to hack but who can download the hacked information now has your password.
There are people scrambling for their computers all over America.
And your email address, so they can link those together. The hackers say the break-in was motivated by ALM's dubious privacy policies and questionable business practices. They released a manifesto threatening the release of the information if the site wasn't taken down, and the company did not take their site down, so they kept their word and released all of the data. They called the company's full delete feature a profitable scam, accusing the company of keeping the purchase details, names, and addresses of customers after the customer paid to have their information completely erased.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I can't imagine a lot of companies actually get rid of information.
Well, that is fraud, right? Like they said, okay, you give us $19, we'll pull your information from our database. We'll erase you from our website. But they did not do that. An Ontario man who lives in Mississauga told the Toronto Sun, quote, I haven't been on the site in a long, long time. This was after they released his info in July to show the material that it had was genuine. He claimed he never had actually used it to cheat on his wife of 20 years and that he had paid to have his personal data erased from the site. It appeared the company had evidently kept that information in some form despite him paying for that service. So whether this suit is going to go anywhere or not, I think, remains to be seen. Obviously, even a company that has really good security measures can still be hacked. Anybody can... With the right determination, whether it's somebody who wants to break into a computer system or someone who wants to get past a locked front door or something like that, anybody with the determination and the knowledge can get through whatever the security. As long as you have enough determination, knowledge, and time, you can get through whatever security is in your way. So, you know, whether or not Ashley Madison should be held liable for losing all of this data, I don't know. But could they be found liable for, not doing what they said they were going to do? Yeah, I think so. If they said they were going to remove your data from their files, you paid them $19 and then they didn't do that, that's certainly a breach of contract. Now, whether it's worth your time to try to get $19 back out of it or, you know, whatever the damages are going to be on that, it all remains to be seen.
I think this is a big, it's a learning opportunity. Ashley Madison hung this treat out for philanderers, mm-hmm. and a lot of them took it. And so, you know, there's an opportunity to learn from it and say, yeah, well, maybe that shouldn't be done again.
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up anything. Let's go to Aaron listening in Montana in Bozeman to KMMS. Hello, Aaron.
How you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. That Ashley Madison thing, those guys get what they deserve. That's pretty about, I don't know. I don't even know what to think about that. But I just wanted to bring up about the freest countries. And I'm sorry to change the subject.
No, it's a free talk live. Please, go ahead.
There's a quality of freedom. And then I believe that, yeah, we are losing our freedoms left and right. But we do have a quality of freedom. And I think that the Second Amendment, the right to own and bear arms, the fact that we are an armed society puts us above any of those that aren't, because we still do have, I mean, some as it may be, the chance to regain all freedom with that Second Amendment. Jefferson said that it was the teeth of the Constitution. So I think if you take it in, you take that list and kind of, I don't know if I really agree with it a whole lot.
One of the things I wondered about the list is the United States has 50 different states, and they have different levels of freedom within those states. And how does the freest state in the United States, and I couldn't tell you which one that is at this moment in time, but I know New Hampshire ranks in the top five. How does it compare to the freest country?
I want
to
know that,
and these kind of things. And I say also, when you look at freedom, the thing that you value is important, right? Like, so if you live in Switzerland and surfing is important to you, you don't have the kind of freedom that's important. Now, from my standpoint, I think that if you like to shoot guns, you know, this specialized sort of fireworks that is guns, or to go hunting, most of these nations, Canada, that sort of thing, you can go hunting, but there's a lot of rules around owning guns there. I don't feel like the Second Amendment has done a very good job of securing the freedoms in this country. The fact that the United States is at position 20 shows the Second Amendment is a poor bulwark against the sliding of freedom.
And it certainly hasn't stopped the destruction of liberty.
Well, I'd like to argue that, you know, perhaps you don't spank your kid on his first offense. You know, maybe the third, fourth time you tell them behave and they don't, then you gotta tune them up a little bit. But maybe it's that way with the government. Maybe we need to get to 25 before people in the country stand up and say they've had enough. I don't know. You know, I just, it was a thought.
I think a lot of people are frustrated. I mean, if you look at the Tea Party, you look at Occupy, these are two of the popular protest movements.
Even the Bernie Sanders campaign that's out there, where everybody's, they're upset and frustrated about the lying and the corporate corruption in the United States. I mean, you can look at the Trump campaign and see that there's a lot of people, it's a populist right movement in many ways. A lot of the Tea Party people are behind Trump. There's a lot of upset.
No doubt. If gun freedom is your number one freedom, then you'd have to re-rank those numbers, right, if that was the only thing that mattered. But these guys took in a lot of different factors. I recommend you take a closer look. I posted on our Facebook page and Twitter. You can just go to news.freetalklive.com and link over to either one of those. And then you can dig through over 100 pages of data and figure out how they put this together. Thanks, Aaron, for your call. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The Ashley Madison lawsuit. This is the first. I imagine there may be more. There's already one that is in the works, a class action suit being filed in Canada over Ashley Madison, the website that was promising affairs, guaranteed affairs, for those who are willing to pay $250 per month. And now the data is out. The hack team that put it out there is... called Impact Team. The story over at Vice.com will tell us more. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You can share your thoughts with us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, if you want to help Free Talk Live, one of the ways to do it is to share the show. If you like what we're doing on this program, then you know, share the fact that you're listening on your favorite social media. Share a link to your most recent favorite episode, which, of course, you can download anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And, you know, share in appropriate places. Don't spam. Just share every now and then something that you thought was cool. And we appreciate that. That's a big thing that you can do, and it costs you nothing but just a moment. So, once again, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, or whatever, just drop your favorite show link in there, and it should just automatically come right up with a player and everything. So thank you in advance for doing that. Numerous former users of AshleyMadison.com have approached multiple law firms to inquire about their privacy rights under Canadian law, says one of the law firm's lawyers in a statement. They are outraged that AshleyMadison.com failed to protect its users' information. In many cases, the users paid an additional fee for the website to remove all of their user data, only to discover that the information was left intact and exposed. Now, when you are asked to pay a site money to remove your account, you know you're dealing with a really shifty kind of business here, right? Because this reminds me of the, remember the what do they call them, revenge porn sites. Remember there was the one guy who was doing a revenge porn site? He did the same thing where he would, well, sort of similar, I guess. With the revenge porn site, people who were not the women in the pictures would put their pictures online, and then the women in the pictures would find their pictures on the revenge porn
site. Dear God, take this down.
They would demand the site take it down, and then the guy running the site would charge them for the service of taking down their photo. This seems very similar to me, the idea that, oh, well, I've given you all this data, I've entered into a contract with you, and now you're going to charge me an exit fee. I mean, it's a legit thing to do. Certainly cell phone companies do that kind of thing. They charge you if you want to cancel their contract. But just, to me, that rings of real shifty behavior, charging someone to delete their information, which ultimately they didn't do. And I would say that is... sounds like an actionable item from a lawsuit perspective. Lawyer Ted Charney told Vice News that roughly 100 people have expressed interest in joining this lawsuit, although only Mr. Shore, who says he never met anyone in person from the website, has agreed to be named. Charney says this is the sort of case where the violation is so egregious that everyone wants to join, though they don't want to be outed.
Yep.
He says that anyone who registers with the class action, which is limited to Canadian customers, will remain anonymous. The attorney says that Impact Team has not been sued. Well, duh. How are you going to sue a hack group? That's like suing Anonymous. You can't do that.
I'm surprised. No, I haven't heard the word Anonymous bandied about with this hacking group, but I'm, you know, to some extent they're taking a, if not a moral stance, at the very least a sanctimonious stance.
The Impact Team?
Whatever the hacking group is. Yeah. I haven't heard that word either.
I said it a few times. Impact Team.
Okay, yeah, I guess it just doesn't stick out in my mind.
Doesn't have impact, apparently.
Apparently not, yeah. And, you know, they're all saying, oh, you bunch of cheaters. And, you know, it, to me what it looks like is if you know, some guys that got cheated on or something. I don't know.
What do you mean? Oh, the Impact Team?
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool if it was like an all-female hack team.
You know, be interesting. So often. It sounds like Hollywood.
So, anyway, on Thursday, cybersecurity company investigating the Ashley Madison hack told the Canadian press that the massive data breach can't be used to prove the infidelity of its customers, noting that it doesn't check email addresses in order to ensure that no account can be conclusively linked with a specific person. Ah, and that is what I had first heard about this. And apparently that's true, that, you know, normally when you go to a website and you sign up for something, there's an email verification. And this is just good web standards, right? The reason for an email verification is to make sure that someone can't just take mark@freetalklive.com and sign him up for a website. But if someone wanted to do that, they could do that at Ashley Madison because there's no email verification. And that's, of course, where you get the email from the site. You open the link, and there's a link in there, and it says, click this to verify your account name. That verifies that you had actually gone to their website to sign up. If there is no email verification, then anyone can do that. So that's the point they're making here, is that just because someone's email address shows up on Ashley Madison's leaked database doesn't necessarily mean that person was the person who used their email to sign up for the site. So, for instance, BarackObama@WhiteHouse.com and several...
Likely signed up, right?
Several misspellings of BarackObama@WhiteHouse.com are signed up in this database, right?
Right.
So anybody just put those in there.
Likely Barack, if he wants to cheat, doesn't need to do it that way.
Or this website.
Yeah, so it also sort of brings up, what is the level of cheating? Is it signing up for the website? Is it going to take a look?
Yeah.
Cheating is, you know, I mean...
Doing the act, obviously, is cheating.
There's some level of... Right. We certainly have that. There's some... But there's all kinds of steps in between on this website, between doing nothing and having sex with some hooker from Ashley Madison.
Some people will say that even looking at another person of the opposite sex or whatever is cheating. Cheating with your eyes.
Well, you're going to have a heck of a time. Just about every website out there has got some personals ad running up there. And you know what? They're all hot and they're all in your area. And, I mean, you know, that's obviously a bunch of hooey.
But there are people who you know, would be upset that their spouse was, you know, even sending messages on the Ashley Madison site.
Are those the people that have the shared Facebook account where it's like Jim and Susie and then Smith? Have you seen those Facebook accounts?
Yeah, I guess.
Sure. Is that that group? That's that couple?
I don't know.
That they're always suspicious of each other? I don't know. That's what I always think. I wonder who's been naughty.
Let's see here. There's a little more. The company also said Ashley Madison does not collect phone numbers or store full credit card numbers. This company, whoever they are, this company that is telling this to the Canadian press, they're kind of whitewashing this because, yeah, it's true they may not have collected phone numbers or storing full credit card numbers, and that's good for people's credit card safety. But the credit card information is still on file. I had a guy looking through this data. A friend of mine was looking through this data last night. He downloaded it on his own volition. You can get it from, I think the Pirate Bay has it now. So you can just download it via a torrent. And he found people in this area's credit card information in there. Now, maybe he didn't find their numbers, but he did find the name on the credit card that was run. And how often the charge was run. There's some guy in New Hampshire who spent $250 a month on his credit card at Ashley Madison. So in that guy's case...
So every single month kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was getting some service or another.
He was getting something. So, you know, if you look at that, and not only does that show that he's getting some kind of service, but it also shows that the claim that, oh, well, that wasn't me. I didn't sign that up. I didn't sign for that account. They weren't verifying email, so you can't prove that it was me. Well, yeah, okay, we can prove that it was you because here's your credit card. So whoever signed up with your email, okay, fine, you can't prove that. But you can prove that someone used your credit card on Ashley Madison.
It looks like somebody signed up for Ashley Madison and used your credit card, sir. Over and over again.
So within this database, this 10 gigs, there are going to be some people who just signed up and they didn't do anything, right? So there's going to be a lot of those people. They just signed up, they joined the site, but they never actually paid for it. Those people have plausible deniability. But for all of the people who actually paid Ashley Madison, and of course a lot of them were trying to pay to respond to these robots, these alleged robots that the site had, sending out emails to people to try to entice them to buy the $20 package.
Right, you get a message from this imaginary person.
All of those people are in serious jeopardy of having their information revealed publicly. And the more public the person is, the more damning and bad that's going to look for them. So I would expect within the next couple weeks, maybe even sooner than that, you're going to start to see some real dirty stuff.
Does it matter to you if some presidential candidate's on this? Does it matter to you if some state-level politician?
If there's a presidential candidate that's on this, I will totally use that when they come to Keene and confront them with it.
I suspect if there's a presidential candidate on that, that's...
We would have heard about it by now,
and,
I would think.
Maybe.
That's got to be one of the first things people are searching for is all of the presidential candidates on this database. Somebody must have done that search already.
Yeah, I don't know. This is one of these things that the demographic, the psychographic that'll run for office, especially the highest office in the land, is the kind of psychographic that thinks they can get away with anything. Mm-hmm. They're, in many cases, sociopathic in many ways, and that person's going to say, not only should I be able to enjoy the benefits of married life, but I should be able to cheat too. And yeah, there's a good way to do it.
You know, I think we could talk more about this. Glenn Greenwald has an interesting opinion that maybe we'll discuss on the Sunday edition of the show. His story about this is called The Puritanical Glee Over the Ashley Madison Hacks. So sort of coming at it from a different perspective. We will join you for the live Sunday show. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. In no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.